What is stopping you from receiving what you really need? There is no limit to what God can do if we'll take the limits off and believe Him for it. Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland.
Have faith in God, for verily I say, see, Jesus is putting it to work. He's saying, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those, this is important right here, shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he who believeth, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You know, we saw this a long time ago to stay out of debt, and we didn't have very much money. And so I wanted a home, Ken wanted an airplane. He'd just soon live in the airplane, but I didn't want to. He's not quite that bad, but he does like airplanes. And I like to ride with him in airplanes because, you know, it gets you here fast. So, I was believing God for a home. But I'm telling you, at this time, you know, we didn't have anything. I mean, we had a secondhand car. We were in, when I first got born again, I began to see God had met my needs. We were living in a lease house, and it had a rented rollaway bed in it that we rented for $7 and something a month. And it had a lawn chair in it my mother gave me, and it had some kind of a little table in it. And, Ken had made this stunning piece of furniture in high school, and it was, the television was sitting on it. It was kind of a coffee table. And we, you know, back in those days, a lot of people, most everybody had black and white. I don't even know if there was any color back then. But anyway, our black and white TV was a little different from everybody else's. Our TV was about this big, but the picture was just this big. But it did go all the way across the screen. It just was not very tall. And under that table, I've told this to you before, but it's a good story. Under that table was a shelf, and on that shelf, Ken's mother had sent him, his mother prayed for him. And at this time, she didn't even know I was part of her picture, which is probably good. But at any rate, it had a shelf on it. She had sent him a Bible, and it was a New English Version, and I'd never seen a New English Version of any kind before. And so it said in the front of it, Ken Precious. See, now don't give up on your kids and keep sending them those Bibles. Keep those cards and letters going and those Bibles and all the books. Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Well, I believe the Bible, and that was in the Bible. She had written it there. She didn't even know I was part of her family. But I believe what that Bible said, and I thought to myself, things are things. I need things. I need a refrigerator. I had a cardboard box on the porch because it was cold weather with my refrigerator. That was it. And then that lawn chair, one or two lawn chairs, and the little table and the rented rollaway bed. I needed things. So I took that scripture and I believed for it. And I started looking to the Lord to get me those things. He said, seek ye first and these things will be added to you. Now that's when I got born again. I didn't know anything about born again. I'd never heard the term to my remembrance about being born again. My family weren't born again. And I had never heard that. So, and I didn't know I'd been born again, but now all of a sudden I wanted to go to church and I wanted to read the Bible, and I started reading that Bible and seeing how God would care for the birds. And I thought, well, if God cares for birds, he cares for me. I mean, I was just a simple little soul believing the Bible, Glory to God. So faith believes the word of God. Wherever you are today, if it's healing, if it's money, if it's family, you get in there on the word, you get your scriptures, and you take them before the throne of grace that give you the answer to your prayer, and you believe you receive that scripture, and you say it with your mouth, and then you don't say anything different. Like if you're believing for money or for a bill to be paid, and time's coming, time's getting short, this bill's got to be paid. Don't start saying we're not going to be able to pay the bills. Say what Jesus says. Say what the Word says. All the way through. You're believing for healing, you still have symptoms. Don't start saying and calling people and telling them you're sick. If you need prayer, say ask people to agree with you. Say, I'm resisting sickness or whatever it is. I'm resisting that, and I want you to come alongside and believe with me. Don't call and say, I'm so sick, I'm about to die. That's what they say. And where we come from, I hope y'all don't do that, but you probably do. Anyway, don't say what you want. Don't want. Is that right? Don't say what you don't want. Say what you want, or don't say anything. Say, I have it. Now, when you prayed, you believed you received it, whether it's money, salvation for your children, a new job, healing. We pray, we find scripture in the Bible that gives it to us. We believe we receive that scripture. We take that scripture and we say it. And we say, I'm healed. And we say, I'm prosperous. And then you don't only just go to the Bible to find out how to receive, but you get in the Bible and you do what it says. Amen. Glory to God. You act on it. You begin. You might not have control over what's out here. You can't make somebody do something, or you shouldn't try to, but you have total control right here. You should take control of yourself, your soul, your mind, your spirit. Take control of yourself and walk by faith. Now, it's not a mental thing, it's a spiritual thing. That's why the Word is involved. The Word is spirit food. My words, Jesus said, are spirit and they are life. So when you get in the Word of God and you begin to study and meditate the Word of God, you're not just reading a book. You're reading and receiving spirit and life words to come in your ears, in your eyes, get down in the heart, in the midst of your heart, where they bring forth faith to receive your healing, to receive your abundance. This is a way of life. I mean, what we walk in and what we have lived in for a long, long time, nearly 50 years, what we do is supernatural. We started out in debt. We started out without anything. And as we began to stand on the Word and we heard how faith works, the very things I'm telling you today, how faith works, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, we went after the Word of God. So faith hears the Word. Mark 11 says faith believes it. Now look at that. Have faith in God, for I say. Look how many times say's in there. I say unto you that whosoever, that'd be you and me, shall say to the mountain. Talk to the problem. Talk to the mountain. Talk to the car. You want a car? Talk to it. You 2011 so-and-so, whatever it is you want, I command you to come to me in Jesus' name. I'm talking to you now. Come. That's faith. You think, well, that's extreme. Yes, but it's so much better than being in doubt and unbelief and being without. Glory to God. It's kind of fun, really, when you get into it, because you know that you got authority. Shall not doubt. Speak to the mountain, the problem, the sickness, the disease, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, you can have doubt in your head and not have doubt in your heart. You just don't let the head take over. You know, the doctor tells you you've got 6 months to live. What are you going to do? Are you just going to say, oh my, I've got to go get my house in order. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I'm going to be dead in 6 months. No, you go to the Word of God and you receive healing and deliverance. And you feed on the Word and you go to places where they're praying for people. We're going to pray for the sick tomorrow. And you go after it. But in the going after it, from the time you hear it until while you're going after it, you consider that you have it because it's in the Bible. Jesus himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. So when I'm believing for healing, it's not something I'm trying to obtain or trying to talk God into. It's something that I have and I'm receiving it and putting that word to work in my life. Get in a different position. You are not the world. You're the body of Christ. We've got promises, glory to God. We've got words from heaven that says that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes, we were healed. I'm not the sick trying to get healed. I'm the healed, and Satan's trying to talk me into being sick to take the curse. No. You talk to it. Don't be timid. I mean, you can't be timid. You cannot be timid and deal with the devil. When you see the devil at work in your life, don't just hem-haw around about it and put up with him. You say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan, I rebuke you. You get out of my house. You get out of my body. You get off my children. Get off my city. Get off my nation. I bind you. See, that's who we are. We got the power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we don't give in to bad reports. We don't give in to fear. If you watch the news, talk back to it. Say, no, it's not going to be that way. Or no, you don't. Or I bind you in the name of Jesus. Say, Gloria, you are a real fanatic. I am, and it is so much better than being beat up all the time. Get some fire in your belly to stand up for the Word of God. And be who you are. Glory to God in Christ Jesus. Born again. We are not the same old people we were. We've been born out of the curse, born out of sin, born out of lack, poverty. We are made in the image of God. If you want to walk by faith and walk in the faith that overcomes the world and walk where the scripture says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, you're going to have to go after it. Because it's a whole new mindset and it's different. And people around you may not like it. But I mean, if you were like us, we were tired of being defeated. We were broke. We needed faith. We knew that when we heard that, that was the answer for us. And we went after it. Glory to God. And you can have it, and you can have faith that overcomes the world if you'll go after it. But it's not like going to Sunday school, getting your little card punched. No, it's a lifestyle. It takes your words, your actions. It takes your determination. It takes believing God when everybody and everything says it's impossible. That's what faith is. And that's what faith people do. Hallelujah. But faith people are the people that overcome the world. Glory to God. And I don't care what it is, situation you might have in your life, or if you got it all together and you don't have any trouble, you still need faith. If you've got a terminal illness or problems in your family, faith in the Word of God's the answer. It's not just faith. It's faith in God's Word. And it'd be one thing if we didn't have the Word all written down for us that Jesus said and what God said and what Moses said and what God's will is. Be one thing if we didn't have it, but we have it. And God expects us to get into it and find out what it says and obey it and live above the evil that's in this world. And I'm telling you, it is so much fun to live in victory. It is so wonderful to know how to pray and believe you receive when you pray and take it. That word is take it when you pray for the needs that you have, your children, your goods, or whatever it is you need in life, healing for your body. Faith takes the answer. Hallelujah. So we don't fear, but we do have to know how it works. Faith hears the word, faith speaks, faith works by love. So you gotta keep that commandment of love, and faith really does its utmost to keep all the words of God. If God says this is not good, then don't you do it. If he says don't do this, don't do it. If he says do this, do it. That's the faith lifestyle. And I'm telling you, the blessing will come flowing in. And your words will have power and authority. And not just in your life, but you can help other people. Faith takes, faith possesses, faith loves, faith works by love. Believe you receive, the scripture says when you pray, that word receive, believe you receive when you pray, that's a word for take. You take it. Whatever it is you want when you're praying, take it when you pray. Amen. Now remember that. That's important. That's how you do it. You need a car? Well, pray and take it. And when you take it, that means you keep it. You don't this time tomorrow say, well, nothing's happened and I don't have a car. Then you didn't take it. No, you take it till you drive it. You take that house until you're living in it. You stand in faith until you walk in it, enjoy it, drive it, live in it, have it. Believe you receive it when you pray. Believe you take it when you pray. Lord, I take it. So we're not just waiting people. No, we're receivers. We take it. We take what we want. We want a new house. Ken and I now, I got into this story and I got sidetracked, but one of the first things we saw while we still had nothing, house furnished in early Goodwill, old car, little kids, nothing, no good clothes. Ken's dad took us to they were spirit-filled people. Invited us to go to a meeting. He had to buy me a dress to wear. We were in that condition, but now we found out about faith. We found out about how faith takes the word and acts on it. And so we began to pray and believe God. And then we saw how Brother Hagin taught us that we were supposed to act on the word. And we were supposed to obey the word. And whatever the word says, that's what we're supposed to do. We got that part. So now here we are. Ken's still got quite a lot of debt left. And we don't have anything. And we have banknotes. He's a student now at ORU, so he's not got much income. And we need to pay those bills. But we didn't have any money. You know, we were doing good to buy groceries. I went to the grocery store and I prayed in tongues while I was in there, and prayed in tongues when I was in the line just to myself, believing God I had enough cash. We didn't even have a bank account because we had too many return checks, so we had to quit that. So I'm telling you, it was a sad, dark day financially. I'm trying to get over to you. Well, it's not fun. But at any rate, so here we are in that condition. We're sitting at this little blue table that I think we paid $50 for, and I painted it. That was our dining table and our everything. And I saw this scripture, to stay out of debt. I thought, because we were committed now to do the word, I thought, we are doomed forever to this poverty. A house furnished in early Goodwill. Awful, awful, awful. And that's what I wanted. I wanted a house, you know. That's the way women are. And now we can't borrow debt. We can't borrow money. We can't go in debt. It says, owe no man anything but to love him. Well, now we're practicing. We've been practicing acting on the word. And we're going at it seriously, but we didn't know it said stay out of debt. And in those days, that was like another world. So, well, what are we going to do? Well, we're just going to do what we can do. That's all we can do. We can't borrow money for a house. So what did we do? We made that commitment. If we have to do without, we're going to stay true to the Word of God. And you know what? God began to teach us how to live without needing to borrow money. It took us a while to get our first house and pay cash for it. But it takes you a while to pay it off, too, if you've noticed. And it took us a while to get the first little house. You know, we rented places, and then we believed God, and we got a little house. And then we were, as you grow spiritually and you get victories under your belt, you're able to do more and do more. And so there came a day when we were ready to build our house that we really wanted. And that's my department. Ken does the airplanes, I do the house. And so I just, you know, I'm a believer now. I know the Word of God. I know it works. God's taught me that it works. But we're still not borrowing money. So I worked on that house. I'd been working on it for years, but I didn't have any money. It's time for me to do this. So we're going to believe in God. So I did it without. I got the plans done, and now we're ready. And we're going to build it without borrowing money. Do you know God helped us to do that? Why? Because we stayed true to the Word of God. And so, there's no limit to what God will do if we take the limits off and believe Him for it. And it's not always easy, but it's always great. The results are great. Think about living in a house you don't have to pay for 40 years. It's great. Hallelujah. There is no limit to what God will do.
No matter what is going on in the world, recession, devastation, family trouble, disease, believers have a tool at their side that can change everything. Prayer. God always answers prayer, and He desires that we be people whose prayers get results. How to get your prayers answered 10-day spiritual action plan, the latest Lifeline kit from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is an easy-to-use collection designed to help you learn how to pray with confidence and stop all doubt. It has Kenneth Copeland Ministries' most comprehensive book on the subject of prayer and is filled with practical steps, scriptures to stand on, and thought-provoking devotional questions. This Lifeline kit also contains a CD of prayers that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland prayed just for you, faith and action cards to carry with you or share with others, worship songs to keep your heart and mind focused, and a bonus teaching DVD of strong word-based messages. Your life will change when you know the keys. Renew your mind and discover how to get your prayers answered today. Order the newest volume in our best-selling Lifeline series, How to Get Your Prayers Answered by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for just $19.99. Whether you're new to prayer or want to power up your quiet time, this will move you from the basics to being a world-changing prayer warrior. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Lifeline kit online. For more ministry resources available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, in today's broadcast, you heard my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, teaching us on the very basic principles of faith. Faith simply believes the Word of God. And you keep your heart full of the Word, keep it going in your eyes and in your ears, and then you act on the Word of God. This is the lifestyle of faith. You believe, you receive when you pray. Jesus said it, have faith in God. Isn't that wonderful? Now, today's product that I want to make available to you, these are the kinds of things that will help you take the limits off of your thinking of what God can do for you in your life. Today's product is called How to Get Your Prayers Answered. It is a 10-day spiritual action plan by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Listen, praying the problem, talking the problem, meditating the problem, that doesn't get your prayers answered. I'm sure you figure that out by now. But when you know how to pray, when you know how to talk to God, when you know how to hear from God, you stand with confidence and you begin to see your breakthrough come to pass right in front of you. And this Lifeline kit, these things contain these spiritual tools that you need to change any problem and every problem. And you get the change you need and you turn it into an answered prayer. Praise God. These things work and they make great gifts. Not only do you need to get a hold of these things, but how wonderful would it be if your entire family began to get a hold of these principles from the Word of God, and you see things change. You see it change in your family. You see it change on the job and in your kids. These things work. Have I said that yet? These things work. So order yours today. I want to let you know that the very first Kenneth Copeland Ministries meeting for 2012 is with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Branson, Missouri at the Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th, right there in Branson at Faith Life Church, Keith and Phyllis Morris Church. The church is right there on the Branson Strip. It's easy to find, and it's a great meeting to be a part of. You need to mark your calendar and come be a part of this one. And if you can't get there in person, join us online at kcm.org. It's going to be a huge blessing to you. Personally, this is a meeting that my wife, Sarah, and I, we do not miss. We absolutely love the change that takes place in us at this meeting. So if that's any encouragement to you, you get there and be a part of it. We've got some great things planned for 2012, so go to kcm.org and see if we're going to be in your area. And like Kenneth Copeland has said, everything is going to be all right for the household of faith. You take that word and you receive it. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you. And like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.
He has called us to be free and be blessed and walk in the power and the outpouring of that blessing.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Living Victory Pacific Rim Faith Encounter, Honolulu, Hawaii, June 15th and 16th, with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The Southwest Believers Convention, July 2nd through 7th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.